Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
How's everything at home? Everything good? Everything go well yesterday? There was surgery at TJ's house. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Ranley, the puppy, got spayed, and she had her belly button fixed.
What?
She was born with an outie belly button.
I didn't even know dogs had belly buttons.
Well, it's called an outie belly button. It's actually like a hernia from the umbilical cord. It's
gotcha.
Like a fat thing that comes through. It's more of like a hernia, but it's an outie belly button.
Okay.
And so
they took care of both
their
shoes?
They were like, we'll fix that while we're spaying her. And I was like, great. But then I was like, but it kind of makes her. Like, should I? I don't. But it could be a problem down the line. So yeah. I had it handled. But I just thought it was original. Ends up it's pretty common, but I was like, I've never had a dog with an outie belly button.
Let's leave it there.
Yeah, and everybody would pick her up, would come over and visit, and they'd be like, oh, what's that? Like, that's her outie belly button. I'm like, it's fine. She can't feel it. So now that's gone. She was spayed. I went to pick her up, and they had the cone of shame on her.
Yes.
And she was freaking out. She's 6 months old. And she was panicking and really, obviously she was in pain from the surgery, but she was more so freaking out over the cone.
Yeah.
I know cones are for their own good. I don't like it. I don't like how it makes them feel.
It's just super awkward.
It's hard for me.
And how long is the cone supposed to be in the picture?
Like 14 days.
Oh my God.
I know.
Holy man.
Yeah, no.
That's a long time.
It barely fits in the kennel when I would put her in there.
Right.
So I bought a suit that... It's a recuperating suit.
So they can't get to it. Okay.
So they can't get to
it. That seems like a much better way to do it, but it's got to be more work for you.
Well, because I can't leave her in at all. I'm going to take it on and off just like I would if she had a cone on.
Right.
Because it can't get infected. It can't be covered all the time. It needs air.
Is that something new? I've never heard of that.
What?
The little suit.
The suit? Yeah. Yes, it is new. And it was probably invented by people like me who don't have the heart to put their dog in a cone.
Our poor people little cat, it. When we can't brought her home after she got spayed, she slept for like an entire day.
Well, that's just it. My dog wasn't sleeping. Then I'm drugging her. They're like, give her trazodone. So I'm like, what is this stuff? They're like, okay, start with a quarter. If that doesn't work, give her a half. If that doesn't work, at most, you can give her a whole one. So I'm literally watching my dog not quite settle down and stop jumping on the couch.
Right.
So then I got to go cut more off a pill. It in some bologna and be like, here, and then watch her for a little bit longer. It just doesn't feel right. Nothing about it feels right.
So far, so good, though.
Yeah.
All right. My daughter has made it official. I believe. She's going to Pace University.
Pace.
In New York City. Lower Manhattan.
Lower Manhattan. That's like right by
Freedom Tower. Next door.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for her. I'm envious for her. I'm not going to lie. She's going to school in New York City. I would love to go to school in New York City.
But I lived there for a while in my early days. It's a fun place.
Yeah, it looks like it's fun for...
It's fun to be single and young.
Yes.
And then...
Maybe not live there.
Right.
But visit for a little while. And so it gives me an excuse to go visit.
Correct. What is going to be her major?
She's going for English, but she wants to edit books.
Okay, book editor.
Which I'm very concerned with all the AI stuff that's out there.
Uh-huh.
But from everybody she's talked to, they're still going to need people in the mix.
Okay.
So AI will be part of the mix, but not all of it.
Now I don't want to tell you this list that came
out. Oh, no.
Of the top 10 majors that new graduates regret most.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I can't believe mine's not on here. My BFA in acting.
That's not on the top 10?
I got to pay for my BFA in acting in theater. It's not on there. Theater isn't on there.
So this is top 10 college majors
that when they graduate because they don't make as much as they would have paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Number 10 is history or philosophy. Ugh. And number 9, unfortunately, is English, literature and journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
English and literature.
Go talk to any of the reporters at any of the TV stations in town. They do not make much money.
No.
You're in it because you love it.
Correct.
Right.
I think all of us agree with that.
Yep.
Sociology, anthropology. Let me tell you, I took anthropology one semester in college as an elective, and I thought it would be easy because it's the study of like different societies and, you know, different cultures, and I did not do well. At all.
What do you do with that? I mean, you'd probably end up working in education.
I don't know.
In that field.
I barely got out of that semester. All right. Barely. I was like, yep, 65. That'll do. See ya. I'm
all
out.
Right. What else is on the list?
Criminal justice or law enforcement.
I could see people regretting that because it's stressful. Probably more stressful than most people realize.
Yeah. I know that for a while my daughter wanted to.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Do like forensics.
Yeah.
And be in the criminal justice type law enforcement field. And then she worked for security forces in the Air Force. And she was like, maybe this isn't for me.
That's enough.
Maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
General studies, communication, media studies, or public relations. And, yeah, so we're on there. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
We're on there too. And the number one is political science, in international relations, or public policy. Poli sci majors, that, why would that be the number one thing? Granted,
that they regret
political science, there's a lot of work behind it.
Well, again, what do you do with that degree? You work in government,
correct? And you so you're a
or you
servant
work in government
of the people,
right?
So you're not making that much.
I guess it depends on what level you get to, right?
Yeah. So, well,
I mean, all of these jobs have different levels on them. Mm-hmm. And I think when you look at the majority, a lot of it, like the English majors, if you end up becoming an author or a professor and you love to teach, like then it worked for you.
Correct.
But how many of those people work at Barnes & Noble? Like, I'm not kidding. I overheard a conversation working at Barnes & Noble. Almost everybody at the Pittsford Barnes & Noble at one point a couple of years ago, they all had master's degrees.
Masters?
They were all English. Yes.
In English?
And that's the job that they could get at that moment. Or it was a good side hustle, and they like being around books and people who read books.
Yeah. Well, now my acting degree.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
There are many ways to get your situation on the Court of Public Opinion. Send us a DM over on the Facebook. Send us a DM over on the Instagram. Call the studio 252-9233 or do what Alyssa did and leave a comment. You can record a message and send it to us on the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Alyssa. I was at my niece's birthday party. And we had a blast, but they didn't end up opening presents during the party. I just assumed it was because it was a long afternoon. And the other day, I was on the phone with her mom, and I asked her if she'd like the gift that I bought her. And mom said they hadn't opened it yet because she likes to use birthday and Christmas gifts as an incentive for good behavior. Like, what? I've never heard of such a thing.
I've never heard of such a thing either. Have you?
Who's good behavior?
The kid. Okay, TJ, listen. If you behave while mommy's at the grocery store, I'll let you open one of your presents when I get home.
What?
That's what it's all
from
about.
From my birthday last year?
From your birthday. And probably Christmas as well. I have a friend growing up.
Oh, come on.
Whose mom used to hold the Halloween candy and the Easter candy. And she would get one piece a day. And I mean, it would last all year.
I get that. There's people all who year. Are very... They're...
It's a diet thing. That's different.
It is. That's different. This is just flat out like this is leverage.
Yes.
This is the ultimate leverage, which I'm all about parent leverage. You can do what you can do, but I don't know holding their gifts. They're not gifts at that point. They're bribes from leverage. Right?
So you're on mom's side on this.
No, I have an opinion about it, but this is my thing about telling parents how to parent.
Yeah.
I try not to.
Well, that's the whole point of COPO is to tell people. You're judging people. It's the court of public opinion.
So we'll open it to the public because I hate being the one to tell a parent.
252-9233.
Yeah. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Today we heard from Alyssa, who went to a birthday party. It was a kid's birthday party. And they didn't open presents that day. And she thought, well, maybe because the party went long, it's a bunch of little kids. They just waited. Turns out the mom is sort of holding the gifts aside and using them to incentivize good behavior. So TJ, if you're good while we're at the store grocery shopping, you'll get to open one of your presents when we get home. That kind of thing. 252-9233.
I just think it's so slimy, but there are 50 million other ways to get your kids to obey. And texters are agreeing with this. It says, I'm sorry, but when you use gifts from others as success, you are not working as a parent. That sounds more like a prison system.
And I like how some people are turning it around. Another texter says, maybe for Mother's Day, we'll see if she's going to be good before we give her a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mom.
Yeah. Man, you're doing damage. You're doing damage, whoever's doing this.
Yep. Bunch of people saying just basically this is wrong. Wow, I have never heard of such a thing. If a gift is given by someone else, not the parents, why bother having a party?
This says, I mean, I'd say it's pretty messed up. The gift is for the kid. It's not the parent. So it's wrong to use it as leverage or take ownership of that gift. However, the kid doesn't do it to them when they're old and need care.
Right.
Ah, payback.
Remember how you treat your children because they're going to pick your home.
That's right.
Someday.
That's absolutely right.
Someday.
So we're calling this for what it is.
Oh, this one I
think
was...
Horrible idea.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.